We're gonna do this one. We're gonna do this one fast. I'm sure nobody's gonna mind. So we are up to, we're doing Yud through Yud Dalet.
Yes.
Okay, so we continue in the Dina of Shemar Esther. Tzarech lamed refanav letzad Eretz Yisrael. You have to stand towards Eretz Yisrael. That's what you have kavana for. That's what we're diving towards the east, at least where we are. Us in our Medinas, where we live to the west of Eretz Yisrael, we need to go towards the east. It's not mamish towards the east, but towards the southeast. That's talking about because the apikorsim would maybe look, if we go straight east, it would look like we're going, we're dominating to the sun. So they don't want that. Vayoshim b'tzofen shel Eretz Yisrael, and those that live in the north of Eretz Yisrael, pneim l'dorams, and they go to the south. Vayoshim b'mizrach, pneim l'mayrav, if you live in the east, you go towards the west. Vayoshim b'dorim, pneim l'tzofen, and those that are in the south, they go towards the north. Nimtza kol Yisrael, pneim l'tzofen, l'seim, l'makim echad, that means everybody in Klal Yisrael is facing the same place. Tahainu negid Yerushalayim, obeis kotche kadoshim, that's by Yerushalayim in the kotche kadoshim, shesham shara shemayim, shekol tfilas, oilas terasham, all tfilas go up that way. That's why the Beis Hamikdash is called Talpius. Like the Migdal David is your neck, built like a Talpius, which literally means like something choshed. Tell Shekol Pius Pinim Elecha, that anybody that turns to it. Let's say you're dominating somebody, you can't face Eretz Yisrael. You have a leave of Shemayim, then you should be mechavin to the Father in Shemayim. Meaning, have it in your head that you're going that way. And let's say you're facing north or south. And you remember that you're not standing properly. Meaning, you realize you're facing the wrong direction. So don't uproot your feet. Turn your face to the east. And if that's not possible, or he's standing in the west. Just finish your tefillah that way. And then be mechavan your heart to its kodesh kadoshim. Don't uproot your feet. Meaning it's more important to not uproot your feet and daven in the wrong direction. Let's say he's davening someplace where there's all sorts of Zaras, that type of thing. Then you spell the tzad acher, afsheinu mizrach, daven in a different direction, even if it's not east. So that's a problem in multi-denominational, rooms. And if you're at a wedding and you're facing who knows what, so then you should face the other direction, even if it's not to the east. You have to bow down four times to Shmones with chilas bracha rishona. Beginning of the first bracha, ubasayfa, and the end, right? Magen Avram, brachas ma'idim etchila ubasayfa. By ma'idim, also the beginning and the end, ma'idim, and then atayv shimcha. Kesham baruch kareya bebircha. You bend your knees. Kesham atom shnachu bekol kach. At shes ksharim shalchulias asher debaltim. You have to bend over enough that the vertebrae stick out. Begam roish yochav, your head also has to be bent. Then before you say Hashem's name, you stand up slowly. Hashem Shenemar, Hashem Zaykif Kfufim. You bow down, and you also bend your knees, and you bow. Before you say Hashem's name in Maidim, that's when you go, right? That's when you straighten up. Now, there's all machlokes of exactly, should you bend your knees, should you not bend your knees, a Kabbalah versus standard halacha, whether you should bend your knees by these things, not bend your knees, how you stand up, because according to the Ramah, you would stand, you would, when as you go up and then move your neck. According to Arizal, it's you move your neck and then your body. Okay, however you do it, you do it. Now you start with Yosef Medai, don't bow down too much. So far down that your mouth is opposite your belt. Kizel derech yura, that's gaiva. When they bow down, If you're too old, then you just shake your head. Also, lahaisa v'shtachavoyas b'yeser abrachas, la'ibetchilasa v'la'ibetzayf, and you cannot add any bowings, not in the beginning and not in the end. But you're allowed to bow the whole time. Fine, you'd be la'afrash m'nesu, I'm really kind of tzor. Right? They say like kind of tzor, before Oysa Shalom, you bow. Right? Upiseya, meaning a lot of people take the three steps back, then they bow. No, you bow first. You take the three steps back when you're bowed. Kereya, upiseya, ach, shalish psias, but only three steps. Ke'evet and iftar merabi, like an evet leaving his master. Upsias, you. Baininess and the psia should be in between. At the minimum, they should be at least to your toe hits the back of your heel. Don't take big steps. And don't take more than three steps. Small. First, you take your step back with the left foot, then with the right. Small, and then you go take a left. So it's left, right, left. When you're still bowing down, then turn your face to the left, which is the right of the Shechina. That's the Shechina you're davening opposite it. And when you're leaving the davening, meaning that the Shechina is opposite you, then you go to the right. And shehu small ashkina, which is the left of the ashkina, v'aymer hu yaseh shalom aleinu, v'achakach mishtach lefana, v'aymer bal kol yisov v'ru amei. Achakach zoykev v'aymer, yiratzoyin sheibon abeis ha-mikdash. Ki ha-tfila hi b'mokim ha-avayda, tfila is instead of doing the avayda beis ha-mikdash, which we unfortunately don't have, v'lachain onu mispalam al-pinim beis ha-mikdash, shenuch ha-lasis is avayda mamash b'mer v'yomeinu. That's why we say the yiratzim. V'atam shepoyis in tchila b'regel small, and the reason why we take left the back. We go back with the left. We should derech halichas adam hu laka regel yimin tchila. Most people take a right step first. L'chein oikar kan small tchila. We take the left foot back. Laharis kilu kovid a lovely potem l'fnei amokam baruch hu, to show that it's heavy on us, that we don't really want to step back from Hashem. So we go with our weaker foot to show that we don't like it. L'chein iter regel. Somebody who's a lefty, left footed, meaning he takes a left, he steps as a left first. Oikar tchila regel small first. He's oikar his left foot. Shehu yimin kol adam, which is the right of everybody else. Yud Gemel, Makim Shekalu Apsilus, and wherever your steps end, Yamid Baraglayim, Mechuvanus, stand with your feet together, Kamei Betila, like Bedamini, Bela Yasa, Pana Lamayrav, don't turn around to the west, Bela Yasa, Lamakoyme, and don't go back to your place, Achigi, Ashayil Tzibur, Lekedusha, till the Shayil Tzibur gets to Kedusha. For some reason, a lot of people don't keep this, I don't know why. Bechenkev, Shemsal, Beyechidus, Yamid Kashir Zay, if you've davening b'yichidus, you know normally you have to wait, let's say 30 seconds for the chazan to get the kaddish, so wait those 30 seconds too. From a makom tzar v'tachuk, but let's say it's very small and pushed, meaning a lot of people. V'chein k'shem piyutim, and when you're saying piyutim like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, chayzer k'shemaskel l'sheil tibur atfila, then you go right when the sheil tibur starts, chazar sashatz. Yudalid. The tefillah shmanesu lo yirmas bein of, you shouldn't even during shmanesu you don't make with your eyes. Lo yikrut b'sosu, don't make with your mouth, your lips. Lo yirab etzvosu, don't look at your fingers, or don't point with your fingers, meaning no motions. Bein a paisik afilu l'kadosh kedusha baruch hu, you're not paisik, you don't stop for anything. Lo yishtoik, you quiet, meaning if they're saying amen or kadosh or kedusha, then you stay quiet. Yichavin l'mashayim rasheir tibur v'atibur. You have kavana with the sheil tibur and the tibur saying v'yichashu lekaina, and that's considered as if you answer the inyan zeh sheyotze for inyan this that you yotze. Or maybe if you yotze, it's considered a hefsek. Mikol mokam le'nichashiv lehefsek, it is not considered a hefsek, right? But the mafarshim bring that for mimkoimcha, like on Shabbos and all that, for those that come late on Shabbos and they're davening shmones and then do mimkoimcha, so that you don't have to stay quiet for that. You can continue davening. I'm going to marry. No, I'm good, thank you. All right, that is it for tonight. I'm sorry so fast, but okay, I'm sure nobody's going to complain. Have a good night.